Capital FM. 98.4 Capital FM. In studio with me this morning, I have Annette Anwangari from Echo Bank. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you very much for having us here.
It's great to have you with us. Yes. And I'm so glad we were the ones here at Capital FM to launch your incredible product, your new product. I'm sure you have other new products, but this particular product, the virtual card. And we're going to talk about that. Annette, you are the head of products, Echo Bank Kenya. So this is really your baby, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Wangari, group head marketing, Echo Bank. So you're the one who books radio.
I'm the mother of all the babies.
Right. Okay, fair enough, right. And the person behind the strategies of how you advertise them and things like that as
Absolutely,
well, I guess, right?
Yes.
Okay, now we have been talking. So how's the banking world, by the way? We should start with that. How's the world of finance?
The world of finance is going through a transition. We're seeing a lot of customers getting into digital products, which is very exciting. Some people owe that to COVID, but we think that we're just going through a transformational period. So we're seeing a lot of more of the unbanked becoming banked, and it's an exciting time.
And would that be a direct result of the fact that nowadays you don't actually have to physically go into a bank really anymore? So, for instance, when you guys first brought this product onto the show, the same day I got my Echo Bank account. And I never popped into an Echo. That's amazing, really.
Absolutely. That's what we are talking about now, that we are able to access more people and they don't have to come to us. We are coming to them through agency banking. We're coming through them to them using these products like the virtual card.
And again, what I was also very surprised to find out about Echo Bank is when you say you are truly a Pan-African bank, you are truly a Pan-African bank.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so happy that you said that because it gives us the opportunity to talk about the network that we have and our trade network advantage, which is what we are most proud of. We have presence in 33 African countries, and we also have rep offices in some of the major countries as well, like China and Dubai and London. So yes, we are very excited about being a Pan-African bank and having presence in Kenya.
But that also comes with its own set of challenges, which is having to be first in a number of different areas. And one of the first is, in fact, the virtual card.
Exactly.
Annette, you could tell us a little bit about, you know, what maybe tell us what would be the reason that this product is so important.
So one of the things that we noted was, you know, Kenyans or a normal typical person is afraid of using their card online. And that is because of the challenges that they experience when they're shopping online or they're trying to buy things. And this is how COVID period paved a great way for this, because now people were locked down in their various offices or homes and they had to bring in stuff. So now online payment was the only option that people had. So, you know, the virtual card now came in as a very good way for us to do our payments and to bridge that gap where customers are trying to use their money and making payments online.
And again, maybe, you know, from a marketing perspective, having this product in your portfolio, you mentioned that people were afraid to use their physical cards to make payments. I totally understand that. I remember the first time I did that to buy a plane ticket, I was like, I kept checking my online account, like, have they taken more than they should have? So what is the security behind this product? What makes it so secure?
Okay, so for every card that we have, actually, we have a one-time password that goes out every time you're doing an online transaction. So that is just a second authentication to ensure that you're actually the person that is doing the transaction. The second thing is that this card is a prepaid card. So the funds are actually moved from your main account into the prepaid card. So that means that should you be transacting in those sites that, you know, your card details can get, you know, stolen or anything of that sort, then you have the comfort to log back into our Echo Bank app, block the card and generate a new card. So those are the two security features that I can talk about right now. And also, most importantly, every single transaction that you do has an SMS alert. So every debit, every credit into your card, you'll see a transaction alert. So you're able to know what transaction has actually happened, what time and what your balance. So those are the security features around it.
And I guess with technology being where it is in the world, moving, everything needs to be sort of state of the art from a technology perspective. How important is it for Echo Bank to be ahead of the pack when it comes to technology?
So in some instances, we are ahead of the pack. So because we have our spread across the 33 African countries, you'll find that in West Africa, we may be leading. We may be the innovators. And in other Central Africa, maybe it's something that has been already innovated around. So we have the advantage of getting the learnings from the mature markets and then bringing it to the markets that may not have those products. But yes, innovation is key for Ecobank. We're really looking at financial inclusion. So we really focus on innovating solutions that will bring the unbanked to the banking world.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to demonstrate how easy it is to generate an Ecobank virtual card today. And if you have any questions about this incredible product, get them in now, 984 in the morning, hashtag drive in, or send us a WhatsApp on 0701-984-984. Capital FM. In studio with us this morning, Annette and Wangari from Ecobank. Annette is head of products. Wangari, you are group head of marketing. And let's talk a little bit about this prepaid virtual card from Ecobank. Now, what I love about it, and you will reiterate this as well, when I'm using mobile money, it's very inconvenient. We know that. And I don't think you guys are going after that mobile money market. What I think it is that we are limited. There are restrictions. So I can pay for my phone bill, electricity bill. But then if I want to go and book an Airbnb, and nowadays, if you want an Airbnb, you have to have a card, right? To pay for Netflix, for example, which we all obviously consumed. And I guess during COVID, that was a big thing as well. So that to me is really the differentiating factor between what we're used to and the possibilities of having the virtual card.
That's true, Farid. And there are so many other use cases that we have for our virtual card. You know, you've talked about local payments. You've talked about Airbnb. We have Uber payments. You want to make your ride safely. So once you get to your destination, the amount is directly debited from your card. We have online stores in Kenya that you're able to use your virtual card for. This is something that the virtual card is able to do for you. And, you know, some of the exciting use cases that we have seen is that, you know, we have kids today who are looking to buy, you know, their subscriptions online, and you know, their parents don't want to give them their credit cards or their debit cards to do these payments. So we've seen that these transactions are what our customers are looking for, and just those are very many options other than what you've mentioned. We also have online space that people are able to do. You know, we have marketing ad space that you need to buy.
So if you're trying to boost a post on social media,
exactly.
Etc. Oh, wow,
exactly.
Cool. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Exactly.
And also, what a great way to teach financial management to the next generation anyway. I mean, if your kids hit the age of 15, 16, I agree, you're not going to want to give your kids your physical card. But to say, okay, I've put 10,000 shillings on this virtual card, and this has to last you a whole month if you're, you know, school lunches, whatever the case. What a great way to teach financial management.
Exactly. And these are the new bankers. They're coming up, so they need to know how to use their money and manage it for the next time, because, you know, they're going to be seated on these seats that we are having today. And if they don't have this financial management skills, you know, you don't know what they're going to do with their money.
And then also there's a corporate angle as well, which I've started using mine for. So for my office. So now I can make payments from my phone when some production crew goes to transport, fuel, etc. There's all of these things, and the nice part about it is the accounting side of it. The, you know, you have these SMSs that come in. It's very easy for you to say, okay, we know how much we've spent in a day. So there really is, it's sort of an all-in-one. It's not just a card. It's actually sort of like a financial management system in a roundabout way as well.
Exactly. The many use cases that you can push. And I like what you've mentioned. You know, one of the things that we saw was one company would load the IT managers private account and for him to do the transaction. So you imagine him having to bring his statement for them to actually see the audit trail of the transactions that have been done. So this virtual card can give you, you know, the various transactions that you've done, and the finance managers who are looking to look at these transactions are able to use that statement, and you don't have to fear having your other transactions getting mixed up in this kind of audit trail.
Super. You're not giving people hard cash either, because usually in the old days you give your transport guy 5K, he might put 4.5K of fuel in the car. You know what I mean? You don't really know what's going on. No, it's fact of life. Cash is very dangerous. We know that. And this is a great way to get around that. And of course, what I love is also the international payments. So you can do all of your international payments using the Ecobank virtual card. And it's so easy to register for.
Exactly. So how you register for the virtual card today is that you download our Ecobank mobile app. This app is available on Play Store and App Store. And just to mention that this application is the same across the 33 markets that Wangari had mentioned. So the same experience you're having in Kenya here today is the same experience someone in Ghana is having today. So you download our Ecobank mobile app today. If you're an Ecobank customer, then this is readily available for you. And for you, Farid, you remember you were not an Ecobank customer by that time.
Right.
But through our Express account, which is also a digital account that you're able to open in 3 minutes, you are able to easily open an Ecobank account, get on the mobile banking application and generate. And you know, we have two types of virtual cards. We have the shopping card and we have the gift card. So the shopping card is for your own use, and for the gift card is for your friends and family. So we saw that, you know, this African market likes to share things. If I have some extra, I can share. And you know, I did share with you something on your birthday
you
for you to
did.
Celebrate.
Exactly. And it was great. And again, I got to use it firsthand as well. So I actually used it for online delivery shopping, and it was like any other payment method. So simple and so easy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that you were able to just experience the digital that we talk about, the state-of-art mobile application that we have. I'm happy that you're now part of the EcoBank family.
Totally. I've joined. I'm a member. So maybe just before we close off, how safe is it? Because I think that is obviously a key component to any kind of online transaction. Now, we spoke about it briefly in the beginning. Actually, no, let's take a quick break. We'll do the sports because he's already here. And the voice doesn't wait. When we come back, you'll tell us how safe it is. And also, there's another question that's come in here on social media. What happens to my money if I decide I no longer want the card?
Okay.
We'll get into that when we come back. Capital FM. We're talking now. We've diverted the conversation to diets and the type of foods we're going to start eating. We've got a group plan here. The three ladies in the studio, myself, we're going vegan, right? Is that the plan?
That's the plan.
Slowly.
Yeah, we'll do it in phases. Don't worry. The good thing is, Davina, my co-host, has actually been vegan for like 10 years.
Wow,
so
wow.
She has a lot of recipes. When she first introduced me to vegan food, I'm like, you know, I won't. You know, we're Indians. And Africans and Indians are very similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there has to be some spice and some flavor to everything.
Absolutely.
It's not, you know, you bring me a fried banana and tell me that's a meal. Doesn't work that way. Anyway, that's not why we're here. We're here to talk about the EcoBank virtual card, the game changer in my world right now. And now, actually, what I'm doing is literally, all my other physical cards have been laid to rest. And, you know, for good reason. I don't have to carry a wallet around. That is so cool. No wallet, just an ID. And my phone, and I can shop. But before we close this off, there are a couple of questions that have come in. And one of them would obviously be around the safety aspect. And I think that's a big concern for anyone who's putting their information out there to buy something online.
So that's a very good question, because, you know, everyone is afraid of, you know, their money getting away. You've worked so hard for it and you don't want someone else to take it away. So security is very key for us. And as I'd mentioned earlier, you know, we have the one-time or 3D security that is on all our cards, not just the virtual card. So now when you're making an online payment, and I know you've seen this when you're making your card payments, you'll see that before you complete that transaction, there's a one-time PIN that will come either on your email or on your SMS. And that is just to verify that actually I am the one who's doing the transaction. The second thing is that, you know, we have those alerts that we notify you every single time any transaction is done, whether it was a successful transaction or whether it was a failed transaction. And that is actually good, because you'll know, am I using too much than I already had? I don't have to call the bank and ask, okay, why did my card fail? This is something that has been very important to us. Another security feature that we have is that, you know, when you have your virtual card today and you find it compromised in any way, you can easily log back into our app and delete it.
Yeah, so, and getting into the app is very simple, by the way. So it's not like one of these processes that takes time. It's you're in within seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So once you go into your mobile banking app, then you're able to delete your virtual card in real time and have the funds moved back into your account.
Okay.
So that is good, because now after that, you can now instantly generate another virtual card that you can actually
use. Incredible, really, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you could. Exactly. So can you have more than one at a go?
Exactly. We do have, you know, the shopping card and the gift card. So you right. can have up to 2 shopping cards and just 2 gift cards. So, you know, Father's Day was just a few weeks ago. And, you know, I did gift my dad a virtual card.
How
for
cool.
his. Exactly. So those are the use cases that you can
That's
use
great.
For this virtual card.
It's so cool. You remember back in the day, like, having a credit card was like the hardest thing to get. Like, I remember when my dad got his first credit card, it was like, whoa, now you have it on your phone. It's incredible. What happens to my money if I decide I no longer want to use this product, no longer want to use the card, and I just want to continue my life as normal?
So you can delete your card. And what that does, it asks you where you want your money to be deposited. You can take it back into your account, whether you want to generate another card there, or after a few weeks, then you have the liberty to do that. So the money is safely transferred instantly from your virtual card into your EcoBank account.
That's so cool. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much for talking about this incredible product and introducing me to the truly Pan-African bank that is EcoBank. I'm super chuffed to be a part of your ecosystem. Anything to add or a parting shot from either of you?
So, you know, we've been running this campaign for a few weeks now since the activation started. And we're looking for, you know, those people who are going to download our EcoBank card and generate a virtual card and share it with us on our social media. Of course, masking the PANs and all the, you know, the details that are on the card. So we have 5,000 to give to the first person that does. So please get on your devices right now, yes. Download the app and generate a virtual card.
Okay, it's very easy as well. That app is available from the your Play Store or your App Store, any App Store. Download the EcoBank app and then get your virtual card. Send a screen grab of that card on the EcoBank socials. Please, you know, remove or mask the name and number and all that. And 5K could be yours.
Yes.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much
for having us.
See you soon. Capital FM.